It's hard. In fact, it's impossible to explain what led to the borderline bar and grill attack a year ago. How do you make sense of the senseless? There were many heroes that night. People in the club broke out windows to help people escape and carried injured friends and strangers to safety. But while more than 200 people were trying to flee from danger, a Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant was intentionally running into it. Sergeant Ron Helis and a CHP officer were the first law enforcement officers into the club. Helis died, but the appearance of the officers in the building prompted the gunman to kill himself, ending the attack. For his family, knowing that he made a difference provides some comfort.
It does. It gives purpose to what happened. I think it helps me understand, you know, it was his job to be there, but he also wouldn't have not been there. That was just who he was. He was a total warrior. I'm not surprised he went in.
Karen Helis is Ron's widow. She talks about how she and her son Jordan are coping with the loss a year later.
I think time has made it less raw, but also the community and family, the sheriff's department, they've all just uplifted my son and I. And we feel like we couldn't have gotten through this without them. So that's helped a lot.
Helis had been with the sheriff's office for nearly three decades, doing everything from patrol and investigations to being a member of the SWAT team.
He was a great guy, a great father, a great husband, and a great sergeant.
Helis joined the sheriff's office in 1989. He was nearing retirement when he died in the attack.
We had planned probably to get another home in Idaho because he loved to go fishing and camping and just have some downtime and to enjoy life. He also was going to do a CCW business, which is a conceal and carry, because he loved firearms so much. So I think, you know, he would have done that in retirement as well.
A three-mile section of Highway 101 near the nightclub in Thousand Oaks has been dedicated to Helis, with signs placed on both the northbound and southbound sides of the freeway. Karen Helis thinks he would have been overwhelmed by the honor.
I mean, I know him. He was a really humble guy. And he would have said, I was just doing my job. But I know he would be honored, and I know he's looking down smiling today. I know that.
While the borderline bar and grill was where Ron Helis was fatally wounded, Karen Helis says for her it doesn't bring out the bad memories that you might expect.
He proposed to me at the building Borderline is in now. It was called Charlie Brown's at the time, but it was the same building. It's where the dance floor is now. Yeah, he proposed to me there, and we actually had our wedding reception there about 10 months after that in 1989. So it has a lot of good memories in Borderline. More good than bad.
Helis says she still holds her husband's spirit close to her and talks to him.
You're a hero. We're so, so proud of you, and we miss you, and we love you.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.